The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Boosters provide stronger COVID protection for everyone who's 12 and older and vaccinated. Boosters mean fewer people who are seriously ill or hospitalized, and far fewer needless deaths. So if you think about it, when you get a booster, you're helping us all stay in the game. Be part of the strongest defense against COVID. We can do this. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator. And
the
agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impacting the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what I call this Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Listen to The Breakfast Club on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 3 and Out podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to bet every moment more than with FanDuel. With football ending, we have the NBA rolling, March Madness right around the corner, and my personal favorite, betting on the PGA Tour. I cannot recommend it enough. You get winnings fast, and winnings are also delivered in under 2 hours. It's a fun to combine multiple bets from the same game parlay, no big deal, NBA, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, that would be what I would do. If you are new, just download the FanDuel app. To get started now, sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you.
Okay, it's a little weekend mailbag time. At John Middlecop is the Instagram, 3 and Out Podcast. Here we go. Little weekend content, no big deal. Working for the people. Grinding on the weekend. Actually, not really. I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon. But, you know, the great part about podcasts, when you do mailbags, they are what they call in the business, little evergreen. So, at John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Fire into those direct messages and get your question answered here by me. Hey, John. You may have some familiarity since it is golf-related. The Korn Ferry Tour this weekend where I live, and I would like to go experience it. I don't follow golf closely. Is there any players in the Korn Ferry Tour that I should watch as the next star to leap up to the PGA Tour? I'll be completely candid on this one. I don't follow the Korn Ferry Tour really at all. When guys make the jump, like last week, Davis Riley, who almost won the tournament, was a former Korn Ferry guy, then I get to know them. I treat the Korn Ferry a lot like I do minor league baseball. Unless I know you personally, I just do not care. Get to the big leagues, strike guys out, hit some home runs, then I'm into you. Get to the PGA Tour, you look like a good player, I'm into you. Unless you're like a heralded Tiger Woods who didn't have to go Phil Mickelson. But like Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland, even those guys, doesn't feel like, do they spend any time on the Korn Ferry Tour? I'm not locked in. I say it all the time. I watch pro sports for the stars. I'm not doing this. This isn't a passion project for me. I watch golf for John Rahm, Koepka, and Colin Morikawa. I watch the NFL for Brady, Rodgers, and Mahomes. I'm watching baseball for, you know, Bryce Harper and Buster Posey and Garrett Cole. Is Garrett Cole even a star? Kind of struggled last year. But you know what I mean, right? I watch the NBA for Curry and Giannis and Kevin Durant. I would just go have some drinks, enjoy it. I mean, they'll look good. They score. All those guys can go really low. But long-winded way of saying, I'm not really into minor league golf. I do respect the shit out of the guys. Same thing with minor league baseball, the Corn Ferry Tour golf guys, anyone on an NFL practice squad. The grind is real. It's very, very hard. I have nothing but admiration. I mean, I'm tongue-in-cheek with this in the sense, like, I'm not paying attention, but it's not because I don't respect the hell out of any human being in any business chasing their dreams, grinding away, especially, it's one thing to, like, be some financial analyst and it takes you 15 years and then you get over the hump. Like, in pro sports, you could be on practice squad for 6 years and never play in an NFL game. You could be in the minors for your whole career, never get to the big leagues. You could be an elite golfer and never get to the PGA Tour. So I respect, admire, tip my hat to all these guys grinding away at the lowest levels of pro sports trying to, reach their dream. You've been playing sports, most of these guys, whatever the sport is, your entire life. You want to get to the mountaintop. Most people are not Tom Brady or John Rahm, right? Most guys are average pros. Well, they're not average relative to me and you, but relative to the pros. Andrew, my question is, who do you think is the best backup in the NFL? And if they went to the dynamic team like the Chiefs or the Browns with a lot of weapons, could they be successful because of our weapons around them and the surplus of wide receiver talent? Best backup in the NFL. It was Teddy Bridgewater for a couple years. I think it was Marcus Mariota. I think it's the guy that's probably, even as a starting quarterback, would be in the 20s, and as a backup quarterback, he's in the 20s. If Marcus Mariota started full-time for the Chiefs, I think they could win 8 games, 9 games, but they would not be the powerhouse that they were. And honestly, they might not. I mean, if their defense isn't playing well, they could win 6 or 7. Just so I would say we saw with Teddy Bridgewater when he took over for Drew Brees, right? They went, 6-1 or 6-0 during his time a couple years back when Drew hurt his thumb. So I would say the best backup would struggle to make the playoffs. Might be a little easier now with the 7 seeds. But you see, when backup quarterbacks start on bad teams, Teddy Bridgewater, for example, Sam Darnold now, they're terrible. So now with a good team, a good coach, they would be better. But how much better? Usually they turn the ball over. Here's the thing. Everyone thought Denver was good. And Teddy Bridgewater couldn't sniff being a consistent winner there. And Russell Wilson goes there and everyone thinks they're going to be awesome. It's not like their roster changed that much. Love the show. What do you make of the Chiefs offseason moves? As a fan, it's hard not to overreact to the rest of the AFC making substantial moves, particularly with the pass rushers. Be well, thanks. Well, shit, this Tyreek news just compounds all of it. Yeah, I talked about it earlier. I mean, I just think you got to be, as long as you got Andy and Patrick Mahomes, like every team in the division would trade for that. Every owner in the division would trade for that, I mean. Obviously, like Derek Carr, Josh wouldn't trade themselves, but you know what I mean. I would feel okay. You might have to take a step back this year, maybe win 10 games to take 3 steps forward in a year. But Google Andy's career resume, right? I'd feel pretty confident if I were you that you guys ain't going anywhere. First thing, as a Raiders fan, I couldn't be more happy about Hill leaving the Chiefs. I hope their season ends in misery. My question is, what are your thoughts for the first time in Mahomes' career not having multiple all-pro talented receiving options? And do you think it's pivotal year for him to prove he can continue to dominate the league number-wise? He's obviously a beast and an MVP Super Bowl champion, more so of general going forward with his $50 million quarterback. Yeah, I think whenever you get paid a lot of money, there's pressure on you every year. Mahomes, the wind blows the hardest at the top of the mountaintop. He's at the top of the mountaintop, right? Once Josh Allen gets all that money, everyone's gunning for him, right? People have been gunning for Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady for decades. It's just part of the deal. So yeah, they add, as of recording this, they add the dude from Green Bay, Valdez Scantling. The rumors are they're trying to trade for Laviska Shenault, who's, kind of a versatile player from the Jags, who played at Colorado, who's kind of, I would say, a Debo-like player. You can line him up in the backfield. You put him in the slot. You put him outside. He gets injured a lot, but he's very talented. I'm sure they'll draft a guy. They're going to have a bunch of talent on offense. Clyde's a good player. They'll add another running back, I'm sure. They'll be fine.
Just found out that Tyreek is on his way to Miami, and I was wondering what your thoughts are on his arrival does for the team. Are they an automatic AFC contenders now? Obviously, the jury is out on Tua, but he should look a lot better with all the weapons around him. Waddle, Hill, Mostert, Edmonds. Also, let me know if you have any internships or assistant jobs available. I'd love to come work for you. I need to eventually get an assistant. I'm not the most organized guy with emails. Like, I delete a lot of emails, then I realize I'm looking for something, it's in my trash. I would love to just have a secretary. Just right now, the way my operation is set up, I don't necessarily need one. But, you know, business keeps going like it's going. Maybe we're a year or two away from that. Maybe get an office and live like a normal hurt person. What was your question? Miami contenders, no. Could they compete for a wild card spot? For sure. Now, they have the last couple years, right? I guess last season they started 1-7, but they ended up 9-8. The previous year, they were right there. They were right there with Fitz. So I think you guys are in good roster, at least. Hypothetical for you. Which quarterback 25 and under would you see best fit for Shanahan's offense given the weapons they currently have? Taking ability, personality, clutchness, demeanor. My take, Herbert. That was Kyle's take on the Instagram. My take, Herbert as well. I think they would go with Justin Herbert. I think Justin Herbert fits in any scheme. I think every single team in the league without Mahomes and Josh Allen would take Justin Herbert. The Broncos would rather have Justin Herbert than Russell Wilson. The Packers, given the money, would rather have Justin Herbert than Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron's better, but you know what I mean. Factoring in age and stuff. I just watched one of your YouTube videos, How to Become an NFL Scout. Becoming a scout has been a long time dream of mine. I'm really passionate about the game of football. I'm 19 years old. I'm from the island, Bermuda, but I got to experience a bit of ball when I was out in Texas for 2 years in boarding school. Rich kid. Maybe not. I don't know. My dad used to always threaten for me to go to boarding school. Actually, military school. Not boarding school. Military school. You know, he thought I was a little bit of a troublemaker in my youth. I always called his bluff. You know, I didn't think he wanted to pay for it. And he didn't. And I went to public school. But that was a threat often in the Middlecoff house whenever I'd ruffle some feathers. John, we're going to send you to military school. I say, sure. You ain't cutting that check. Never did. But that was always a threat on the table. I plan on going to Blinn College. I took a gap year this year and took only one course, that being psychology. I'm pretty lost when it comes to finding the right path to take in order to fulfill my dreams. Is there any way you could possibly help me? My email. My biggest advice would be, I've never heard of Blinn College, to be completely honest. Most people probably haven't. I would just try to get involved in football. Coach high school, get involved in college football. You got to get your foot in the door with football. Like in any business, you just got to dive in. You can talk about it, you can study it, but eventually you got to work in it. Right. If you love stocks, you love finance, if you want to work in finance, eventually you just got to get a job in finance. You got to start managing some people's money. You can't just study and read, you know, academia on it. You eventually got to do it. So I would just find a way to get involved however you can. I don't know exactly where geographically you are. But yeah, I would do that. That would be my advice to you. Longtime listener, first time DMer. I wanted to get your opinion on a website I've created. I made it about a year ago, and it's football related, and I've put a lot of time and effort into it. I've uploaded a lot of scouting reports and will be doing more up until the draft. And since you're a former scout, your opinion and suggestions would greatly be valuable. The link is NFL Intellect. Give you a little pub here, NFLIntellect.com. If you don't have time to check it out, it's not a big deal. I just thought I'd ask. Anyway, you know what here's my recommendation. In 2011, this would have been a great idea, and you could have blown up NFL Intellect and made it a big deal. I would go to video. I think that's where the consumer is. I think the consumer under 40 is less likely to read that. I would start a YouTube channel, and I would start an Instagram that was NFL Intellect or whatever you want to call it, if you like that name, I don't hate it, but can the average guy spell it? Probably a little hard. That's why I went with Go Low and Three and Out. They're just easy. I would say the easiest you could ever make a brand name. It's always beneficial for you. But I would do video stuff. And not necessarily like show their highlights, but just talk about the player, read your report. I would do that over starting the website. And I know, like you said, you can still do the website and put everything up there. But I would be in video as much as I would the written word. I think it's very, very important moving forward over the next decade. Again, I understand how hard websites are put together, writing reports. I've written a million of them in my day. It takes a lot of time. But I think the cash and the consumer is in the video, Instagram. I would dabble in that. That would be my recommendation. Good luck to you. Bet $5 to get $150. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers $150 instant bonus guaranteed. That's right. You'll get $150 in bonus site credit, and all you have to do is place your first bet of $5 or more. How do you bet the bracket is up to you. How can you choose the money line, the totals, the prop bets, and so much more? You can choose the money line, the prop bets, the totals. You can do it all yourself. Which team would you like to take a chance on? Me, I like Tennessee, I like UCLA, and I like Arizona. So I would hammer those teams throughout the tournament.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Plus, with Cash Out, the ball's in your court. So you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Join FanDuel today with promo code COLIN. Then you can place your $5 bet to score $150 in bonus site credit. Guaranteed. That's promo code COLIN on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 533-42 Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help
Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee. Visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
This episode is brought to you by Square. What if your business could sell anywhere, at any time, and open to more customers, all by making one simple choice? Running your business with Square means being able to sell just as easily, whether it's in person, online, or on social media. Your business will also be ready for whatever new sales channels might open next. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible. Square helps you reach customers everywhere they are, and you can get paid any way you choose. With one convenient place to manage everything, Square lets you add more revenue streams without adding any more work to your day. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible. Want to sell more on social? Easy. Want to set up a website that integrates with all your other sales channels? Easy. If your business is open to new customers and new opportunities, Square can help you open everywhere they are. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible for your business.
A quick scroll of Saks.com is your guide to shopping the best spring fashion. You'll find curated shops that make getting dressed every day easy. Browse effortless bohemian dresses from Free People and Zimmermann, and trending spring denim styles from Frame and Good American, plus the latest party-ready bags from Saint Laurent and Valentino. There are new arrivals weekly from the top designers you love and new emerging names on Saks.com. You can shop for everything you need for spring now and pay later with Klarna. Plus, you'll also get free shipping and free returns every day on Saks.com.
Where do you go to find the best spring fits, the latest sneaker arrivals? A quick scroll of Saks.com is the easy way to find what's fresh this season. From the biggest designers to emerging names, browse sneakers and you'll find new styles from Christian Louboutin and Gucci, and everyday denim from Rag & Bone and AG Jeans, plus the latest looks from LA-based label Fear of God. Whatever you have going on this spring, Saks.com is your guide to finding the best spring style. You can shop for everything you need for spring now and pay later with Klarna. You'll also get free shipping and free returns every day on Saks.com.
Have a question regarding a player for the 2023 draft. I'm in my mid-20s and a guy in Alabama, and my family has had season tickets for Alabama games since right before Saban era began. You got in a good time. With that being said, I've seen all the great players during his 10-year play. And when I watch Will Anderson, he just stands out from everyone else I've seen. I think he's a top two or three player of the Saban era, and I believe he's going to be a game changer in the league for a long time. Obviously, he's going to go high in the draft, but I'm curious what scouts think of him at the next level, because he's a better 4-3 as opposed to a stand-up 3-4 outside linebacker. Just wanted to get your thoughts. I would say that Will Anderson, if he was been draft eligible in this draft class, would have been the number one pick in this draft by a country mile. It would have been Will Anderson, a large gap, and then that next group of guys, whoever that turns out to be. I'm with you. He is an elite player. He looks like Von Miller, you know, meets Myles Garrett, meets like Luke Kuechly or something. I mean, he's an elite player. And from a couple buddies of mine that go through there, I've heard he's an elite guy. So I'm with you. You know, it's crazy. How does Nick Saban constantly one-up himself? He did. I'm pretty sure, if memory serves me correctly, Will Anderson is from Georgia. So think about that. I mean, you don't think Kirby Smart wanted him? I think he is going to be an all-time great player. Obviously, to me, there's only one thing that can slow him down, and that's health, which you could say for basically any great player, right? There's randomness in that. Elite. You could be a scout. You know, Will Anderson can play. With the re-signing of Jameis, recently cleared cap space, how do you think the Saints will fare when they're able to land some more pieces during free agency? I realize they have limits with Jameis and losing Peyton, but they have proven to have Brady's number, and the Falcons and Panthers are what they are. Do you think they have a chance to take the NFC South and make a playoff run in the now weaker NFC? Show Rex, The Tourist on HBO was awesome. Reservoir Dogs, another great one. Reservoir Dogs, great movie. I haven't seen The Tourist. I would say that you lost Sean Payton. I mean, that's an enormous loss. So when you guys kicked the crap out of Tom Brady for years, like to me, Sean Payton plays a role there. And you remove him, I can't just assume you're going to be as good as you've been. Now, can you compete to make a wild card? For sure. But do I think you can take the South? I do not. Not with Tom Brady still there. I don't. I think you guys get worse by losing the coach, which I don't know how anyone could disagree. Dennis Allen's been a coach one time. Now, it was for a terrible team, and he was bad. And Sean Payton is a $15 million coach for a reason, because he's a baller. Eagles fan, where would you rank Hurts in this year's draft class? Would you risk potentially messing up locker room drafting a quarterback when Hurts has lots of respect from the teammates? The Eagles aren't going to draft a quarterback. So, no, I would not draft any of these guys. I mean, Hurts coming out of college, I'd put him in this class like somewhere, you know, near the top. A couple guys would be above him. Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, more physically gifted. Ritter, you know. But I'm not a huge Jalen Hurts guy. So, you're talking to someone that's not his biggest believer. But I wouldn't draft any of these guys over keeping him, which I'm pretty sure Howie hasn't told me this. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I think they're cool with just starting Jalen this year. What do you think the biggest negative about the NFL becoming more of a player's first league? More players refusing to play under franchise tag, sitting out games, etc. I mean, that's always happened. Guys have held out forever. Guys have refused to play under franchise tags forever. A lot of the guys getting traded while they're younger, you know, 28, 29, they're on their third contract. Part of it is Tyreek and Devontae came into the league at like 21 years old. So, you know, forever guys have been traded. You know, I'd say Russell's a pretty unique scenario. Guys like Carson, you know, once teams don't really like him, have always moved teams. To me, we're still a little bit of ways before I throw up the red flag NBA style. Because ultimately, you know, the core players for the most part stay on the team for 6, 7, 8 years. Right? Devontae Adams was on the Packers since 2014. Kevin Durant's had like 3 teams in 4 years. Right? Russell Westbrook's been on 7 teams. You know, the guys in the NBA, which is a player-first league, and it always has been, move teams at such a rapid rate. Like, ultimately, the Bears chose to trade Khalil Mack. He didn't want to trade. Right? Trent Williams played on the football team squad forever until he demanded a trade. So I think we're still a little ways away. But, yeah, there might be something there, something to keep an eye on. Part of it, though, is like, if someone can pay me $28 million and my team's only offering me $18 million a year, I think we all would want to take the money, especially like Tyreek's already won a Super Bowl. My understanding is the Colts were ultimately scared off by the limitations of not being able to do offseason workouts with Jimmy. I also understand about the other dominoes needing to fall before Jimmy, Aaron Rodgers, Brady, Wilson, etc. However, after those dominoes fell, I just don't get it. Twitter is a dumpster fire half the time and says he sucks. He doesn't. I get that he'd be considered a mid-tier quarterback, and I'm realistic about the fact that he's often injured. Where are the injuries a bigger deal than others? Why are his injuries a bigger deal than others? The intangibles with Jimmy are big, and I think those should be coveted, but they don't seem to be right now. Half of the QBs being traded, by all accounts, are either not great people or poor leaders. Any idea why he's tanking so bad? Has anyone heard anything from his camp? Well, he isn't just... I mean, he's always injured. Matt Ryan's missed like 2 games in his career. Jimmy Garoppolo's missed 8.5 games the last 2 seasons. He's literally hurt right now. Other thing with Jimmy Garoppolo, his salary is $27 million. Matt Ryan's salary earns less this year. Think about that. Jimmy makes a lot of money. A lot of money. Intangibles are awesome. The other thing, if I was trading for Jimmy, I'd go, well, is Kyle Shanahan my coach? And the answer would be no. Do we got Trent Williams, Debo, George Kittle? More than likely not. So I think there are just some question marks. Like, if I was the Colts, I would rather have Matt Ryan than Jimmy Garoppolo. Hard to blame them at all. Now, if I'm the Panthers, would I rather have Jimmy than Sam Darnold? For sure. And one thing, Sam Darnold straight up for Jimmy, and they eat some Sam Darnold money, might be on the table. Maybe. Thoughts on all 4 teams of the AFC West making the playoffs? I just think it's borderline impossible. I mean, they all have playoff-level teams and rosters, but one of these teams is winning 8 or 9 games and is going to miss the playoffs because the AFC North is loaded. The Colts now should be a playoff contender. I mean, they were last year. The Titans aren't going anywhere. Obviously, the Bills, the Patriots made the playoffs last year. They're not going away. Dolphins could be feisty. I think it's just impossible. It's just a numbers game. The likelihood that every team in the division is going to win 10 games, it just doesn't add up. Check out MotoGP Unlimited on Amazon. It's a fantastic look at the series and racers. P.S. Avoid the 4K version and turn the dubs off. Sounds pretty complicated. I got to give the F1 series credit. I don't watch any Formula One. Like, I'm not getting up early on Sunday. No, I don't think it's that early. It's like 7, 8 in the morning. But the races don't actually do that much for me. But the Formula One Netflix show is absolutely fantastic. You can't turn it on and at minimum watch like 2 episodes. It is just so well done. The dynamics of the drivers, of like the team, essentially is like the coach, GM. Those guys talk some shit about each other. It is such an elite product. That might be some of Netflix's best stuff they've ever done. Or whoever, you know, created that. You know, Netflix obviously financed it, but it's an elite product. And I don't care about racing at all. And I am just Verstappen and Lewis and, you know, Ricardo and Mercedes. I ordered a Ferrari hat the other day. I was like, you know, I want to pick a team. Ferrari's kind of on the comeback. I kind of like the Ferrari symbol. I've always liked Ferraris, though I'd never buy one, even if I had unlimited money. I'm not really that into cars, but Ferraris are pretty sweet. But I love the logo. So I went on typed into Google. I'm like, what's the Ferrari logo cost you? And Puma bought a $35 hat just because of Netflix. I never in a million years would have just randomly done that if it wasn't for the Netflix special. Just wanted to say that I listened to the pod this morning and I thought your Deshaun Brown stance was the best I've heard from anyone in the media. You know, Zach, I agree. I really think Cleveland was desperate, especially considering no one knows exactly what's going to happen with Deshaun. Congrats on success. Keep up the good work. Yeah, there was a story today, came out, you know, Thursday, that I guess the grand jury decided on another set of counts. They're not going to do charges. To me, I saw a tweet today that there was like a Cleveland Hall of Fame and Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski were supposed to attend. And I think they had been committed to attend, probably since like December, right, or January. They both pulled out. So anytime, think about this. You make the biggest trade in franchise history. You sign the biggest contract in franchise history for a quarterback, and you have to hide. You have to hide. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? Like, it's not an ideal situation. Now, I get it. They were desperate. He's an elite player, you know, but shows you. You know, they know what they're kind of in bed with right now. It's not an ideal situation for them. Again, they're hiding after doing something that most people, right, when you trade for Russell Wilson, Denver's throwing a party. The Raiders, I haven't met a Raider fan that isn't beaming ear to ear. It's like a celebration. If Josh McDaniels right now walked in the East Bay where I live, like in kind of Oakland Raider territory, everyone would give him a hug. You just got Devontae Adams. You got Tyreek Hill. You traded for Russell Wilson. You know, you trade for Deshaun Watson, you have to hide. Think how crazy that is. I mean, it's nuts. It's like the Augusta. Like, Phil, you're not welcome at Augusta. The guy's won the Masters 3 times. But he's not welcome there right now, clearly. Like, Phil, we don't want you around. Like, there are certain things, like certain stories. Sometimes I think we can be hyperbolic and think some things are bigger than others. Like, no, Devontae Adams getting traded, Deshaun Watson getting traded, Phil Mickelson not allowed at the Masters. Like, some of these things are pretty fucking crazy. It's like, that is Tyreek Hill getting traded. Like, that's just nuts. You know, you could argue Khalil Mack, you know, older player, big contract. Like, that's not that crazy. But some of these things are like, wow, that's nuts. Okay, last one. Chad, as a talent evaluator I am, when you take the knowledge of how important special teams ends are, coupled with the hit rate of 5th, 6th, and 7th rounders, why wouldn't you take the top punter or kicker from college every year with one of your late picks? Well, what if you already had, like, trying to think of it, like, why would the Ravens take a punter or kicker if their kicker and punter are sweet? Like, if your kicker and punter are good, why would you waste a pick on that? Especially if their guy's under contract, they're not making any money. Now, you could argue if your kicker or punter are bad, yeah. But the hit rate on a kicker and punter is not that high. A lot of people miss on those picks. Pretty sure Justin Tucker's an undrafted free agent. And remember the dude that Jason Light drafted, the dude from Florida State? They cut him in like 2 years. Robert Aguayo, second round pick. So it's like drafting guards or tight ends or quarterbacks. I mean, it's a crapshoot. So if you have a good kicker and punter, There's no reason to draft a kicker and punter. Now, if you don't, then yeah, I'd be open to drafting a kicker and punter. But they're just as likely to not be good as normal position players are. Because we literally saw Aguayo, who was the greatest college kicker in the history of the sport, be one of the biggest busts we've ever seen. And part of it with kicking and punting is mental. So if you lose, you know, your confidence or whatever, your career could just be over. But I like you thinking outside the box there, Chad. Adios, that'll do it. I just looked at a DM that probably wasn't appropriate to read. You guys have a good weekend. And if you're listening to this on Sunday, hope you don't have a case of the Mondays. Peace.
The Volume.
Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel. Every weekday, our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same-game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
Boosters provide stronger COVID protection for everyone who's 12 and older and vaccinated. Boosters mean fewer people who are seriously ill or hospitalized, and far fewer needless deaths. So if you think about it, when you get a booster, you're helping us all stay in the game. Be part of the strongest defense against COVID. We can do this. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remezupan 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.